USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police say the suspect in the shooting deaths of eight people at Atlanta area massage parlors yesterday was heading toward Florida and intended to commit more attacks. Officers saying 21-year-old Robert Aaron Long wanted to target the porn industry in a state when officers were able to apprehend him. AccuWeather forecasters warn that a dangerous severe weather outbreak could put at least 17 states and more than 100 million Americans at risk across the United States this week. Severe thunderstorms are possible Wednesday and Thursday across parts of the southern United States, with the greatest threat for potential tornadoes Wednesday lasting into the nighttime hours and Thursday. States at risk for severe weather, including at least isolated tornadoes, include Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Tennessee. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard of cancel culture. They want to ban Dr. Seuss books from our schools. And some want monuments for George Washington and Thomas Jefferson removed. If you're fed up with cancel culture, watch Newsmax TV. Each night this week, Newsmax exposes the dangerous agenda of cancel culture. Tune in tonight for blockbuster shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Rob Schmidt, Sean Spicer, and Lindsay Keith. You'll be surprised by what you see. Everyone is talking about Newsmax. Now, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your operator. Tell them you want it. Newsmax is also free on smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and platforms like Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, and more. And download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anywhere. Every day, check Newsmax.com for breaking news and watch Newsmax TV for the news you need to know. Millions are watching. So can you.
Many Americans are seeing green today, and not just because it's St. Patrick's Day. The new stimulus checks are expected to start hitting bank accounts. The $1,400 payments were part of the recently passed American Rescue Plan. The IRS started direct depositing money into people's accounts starting on Friday. A contingency plan is in place if one team makes it to the Sweet 16 in the NCAA tournament.
The brackets are set for this year's edition of the NCAA Men's Division I basketball tournament, but the schedule might be a little flexible. Tournament organizers say that if BYU makes it to the Sweet 16, they will swap the days that their games are played. As scheduled, the Cougars would play their regional semifinal game on Sunday, March 28th. However, that would violate the Mormon school's policy that prohibits participating in competition on a Sunday. If they advance, the East would swap days with the Midwest region, meaning their games would then take place on March 27th. BYU last made it to the Sweet 16 in 2011. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new survey is out regarding concerns that investors have.
Inflation is the number one risk for the market, according to a monthly survey of global asset managers commissioned by Bank of America. The survey knocked COVID-19 out of the top worry spot for the first time since February of 2020. The Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis data indicates 37% think inflation is now the number one market worry, and they're not alone. 93% of investors in the survey expect inflation to rise in the next 12 months. That's the highest reading in the history of the survey, which goes back to 1995. 35% said the risk of the central bank ending market stimulating activities is the number one concern. It should also be noted, the survey also found fund managers were incredibly bullish. 91% of respondents expected a stronger economy, the highest result on record. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A Michigan judge ruled that Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson violated state law when she unilaterally issued new rules on signature verification without going through the proper process. Benson had ordered election officials to decide in favor of finding the voter's signature was valid in cases where there were slight similarities in signatures on absentee ballots. But Judge Christopher Murray saying policy determinations should be ruled under the Administrative Procedures Act or by the legislator. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.